Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisrael. Okay, we are in Shari Tshuva, Shar Beis, Ois, Zayin, Haderech HaBeis. Again, we are discussing, Rabbi Yehuda is cluing us in, attuning us to the various signals in our life that Hashem sends us, telling us, I want you in the best way possible. And therefore, I'm sending you various signals to remind you, fix what needs to be fixed, get yourself onto a better track. So signal number two is, Haderech HaBeis, the second way is, Asher Yavoyu Yimei HaZikna. When a person starts aging, V'Yigiyu Yimei HaSeiva, getting older, V'Yichal Koichoi V'Yim'at, and a person's strength starts waning. V'Yishach Yitzroi, and his lusts are starting to relax. So as a person sees himself starting to age, you have to realize this is also a certain chesed from Hashem, that he provides us with a warning signal that you have to start thinking about the real life. And a person should remember that the end is coming, and he should appreciate what that end means. In other words, for us, we have to remember that, I remember when I was first a little kid, and I think my mother disclosed to me that everybody dies at some point. That was a very depressing thought at the time. Didn't like the idea. Right? And like, I don't want to die. But as we grow in our Yiddishkeit, we come to understand that that should not be a scary thought. On the contrary, what we're going through now, it's not like Olam Haba is like this consolation prize. Everyone's going to die at some point, but don't worry, we'll make it nice for you after that too. It's the other way around. Our life now is kind of like a pregnancy period. We haven't really started to really experience life yet. Not really experiencing life now. This is the mamish, the stage of the caterpillar in the cocoon, developing what needs to be developed in order for it to really start life. But that quality of life will depend on whatever was developed here now. So therefore, no, it's not a depressing thought. It shouldn't be a depressing thought. But it should be a sobering thought. It should be a thought.
That's it. You look at it as a chesed. I think Derech Hashem, I think it's in the Derech Hashem. I think it says that it's a chesed in a certain sense. He doesn't use the word chesed. That a person can be zoche to an infinite something in a finite amount of time. And you don't have to continue to go on and on and on in order to be zoche to this infinite thing.
Well, you're making it deeper than it needs to be. Meaning, it can really be much simpler. It's a chesed because the truth is that if you think you enjoy this life, you have never really experienced what pleasure is, right? Hashem created us in order to do chesed with us. That chesed really is afterwards. That's the existence that Hashem created for us. In this world, whatever pleasure we experience is like a little bit of a taste, kind of like a preview, which Hashem sees a certain technical need, if you will, that we need also for our tafkid here. But our bodies weren't really created to contain the pleasure that Hashem has to offer. We can contain a little bit. We can't contain that real pleasure. And therefore, it's a chesed simply because it's kiviyachol, the greatest form of chesed that Hashem created, the greatest pleasure that could possibly exist. That's all really slated for us. Just that there's a little bit of a preparation period before we get there. But the idea is we want to make sure that we remember to keep focused on that, right? And Siyas Yisharim says to be living with your sights focused on Olam Haba, on attaining that pleasure that Hashem has in mind for us. That's where everything we do should be focused, on that pleasure. So every so often, as we live in Olam Haba, it's true. It is the teva that a person would prefer not to. But the truth is that, first of all, that's the teva. Doesn't mean he can't overcome it. Right? Besides that, there are reasons for wanting to live long. We do want to live long. Not because really this is the real life, but because every added moment of life provides us with more opportunity. That's why. Every added moment of life enables us to enhance that existence, to enhance our real life that much more. So on the contrary, that's what he's saying here. When a person starts seeing signs of age, should take that as a chesed of Hashem telling him, take note of the fact that this isn't forever and you still have time, but start stepping up your use of that time. And therefore, that's also a signal to do tshuva, to fix what needs to be fixed. If a person doesn't start getting more serious, making those improvements as he ages, then Hashem holds him accountable for that itself. It's kind of considered almost a sin in itself that he's disregarding the signals that Hashem is providing for him. It's like Chazal said, Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinon, Hashem despises three types of people. Dal Geya, you have a poor person who's very arrogant, which really means a person who's arrogant when he doesn't have what to be arrogant about. Poor doesn't necessarily mean financially. Ve'oshir Mikachesh, and a wealthy man who is slick, who's trying to lie his way out of things. You have so much money. Why do you have to cheat for a little bit more? Vizake Minayef, and an older person who acts licentiously. Because Hashem says, you're pushing yourself to keep those lusts going, even though naturally they're starting to decline. And on the contrary, this should be a simon for you to start getting yourself onto a better track. But you are pushing yourself almost in an unnatural way to sustain those lusts. Okay. We'll move on to the next paragraph. Now, the Shanashim Rabbi Mimone Mehem Ora Tshuva. I have many people who, no, they're not necessarily pushing to hold on to their lusts, but still, they won't do tshuva as they move through life. They won't make the improvements. They don't strive to move their lives onto a different track. Why? Because if you ask him, how's your spiritual state? He'll say, everything is fine. I'm a from Jew. I'm doing everything that needs to be done. It doesn't cross their minds that perhaps there are things that need to be improved. These people might think that they're on a good track, but they don't realize that they're actually doing avaris left and right. This could be relevant to a from person. If a from person is not conscientiously in touch with what he's up to, then yes, also from prison can be doing chatoim left and right. You just think, for example, about chet e halosh. Right? There are plenty of areas of halacha and real averas that just a life of living as a yid by rote is not going to cover, doesn't ensure you. Is that something that's possible to keep as part of a Judaism by rote kind of life? We're messing up. Lashon Hara, that's something that requires conscientiousness. Conscientious consciousness, right? You have to be on top of it if you want to be doing it right. Many areas of halacha, if a person isn't trying to make himself more aware of Hilchas Shabbos, just keeping Shabbos in the same way he kept it ever since he was a kid, it's very likely that he's making Mechalel Shabbos in many kinds of ways. Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim says that a person who doesn't make a point of learning Hilchas Shabbos, he says, it's likely that he never kept a single Shabbos properly. Of course, he's avoiding malachas in the general sense, and sudas, davening, but there can be all kinds of different areas where he is transgressing without realizing. And all kinds of other areas. Tefillah. Who's the person who can come and say that his tefillahs are optimal? Right? So at least if a person is aware, he says, okay, I'm doing what I could do. But if a person comes to shul day after day, comes to shul three times a day, and that's why he considers himself a fully righteous person. But his tefillahs are, he zips through them, dreaming. He doesn't cross his mind that there's something here that requires improvement. You don't want to leave the world like that. You want to leave the world having worked on it. Now, again, tefillah is a big area. You're not going to be able to suddenly in one shot go to consistently having full kavanah and tefillah from beginning to end. But at least be conscious of the fact that, yes, we're going to always have areas in life that we should be working on. We'll be working on it in small steps. You can't be working on too many things at one time, perhaps. But every person should be in a situation where he knows, what are the couple of things I need to be working on now? Can't do everything at once? Fine. Hashem allows you to take things at human pace, but he wants to see you on the track. Hashem says, why weren't you davening at 100% kavana? You tell Hashem, well, if I'm going to aim for 100% at one shot, it's just not going to work. So I'm working on one bracha at a time. And besides that, I have limited emotional capacity. And at the same time, there are things in the way I relate to my wife that I have to be working on. I can't do everything at once. This Hashem says, okay, if it's taka being done conscientiously. Hashem says, okay, I'll let you take it at human base. But if you come and say, everything is fine because you never bothered, because you're just not in the ballpark of Musar, of spiritual sensitivity, that's going to be a problem. What Rashi for the Medrash calls Averis Shadum Dash Ba'Kevah. There are many things that a person can be living as a frum Jew, but these things just get trampled on in the course of life. There are many halachas, many areas of halacha that if a person is not conscious of, really could be transgressing. Dinim of tefillah, dinim of Shabbos, dinim of brachas. Brachas also is very difficult to navigate life right if a person doesn't put some effort into learning Ilchas brachas. Brachas is a complicated area. So again, can't do everything at once. Can't do everything at once, but you have to have an honest sense of yourself and yes to know at any given time, what are the things that I'm working on now? It says in the pasuk, "Ki odam ein tzadik baratz asher yaseh tov le'echta." There isn't a person who will only do good without sinning. It's because these people are insensitive to averus. They have no idea that anything needs to be changed. Or it's possible that a person has done averus, but he forgot about it. There's two different things. When we talk about tshuva, there's really three different levels. We should call it three different levels in a practical way when we're talking about tshuva. What we'll call perhaps the simplest level, but which one which shouldn't be overlooked, is tshuva from one time slips. Right? Person did something at some point that shouldn't. It's not an issue that I'm struggling with. Not an issue that I'm struggling with. It's something that happened once. In this case, tshuva is very focused. It's very specific. It's simple. Vidui, charata, kabbalah ala asid, right? Confess it. You regret having done it. You resolve not to do it again. That's one level of tshuva. Something specific that has to be addressed and corrected. The next level of tshuva, the areas that we struggle with in life, the areas in life that in general we are deficient in. These are areas that we need to work on. We can't be expected necessarily to overcome these things in one shot. But We want to have a program of working on these things. And then the next level is, this is tshuva that's always relevant, no matter who you are. There's always room for more growth. That's another aspect of tshuva. Tshuva really means getting yourself closer to Hashem. But when a person thinks that everything's okay, it's like the mashal we gave the other day. It's like a sick person who's numb. And therefore, he thinks he's fine because he's not feeling any pain. And therefore, doesn't cross his mind to seek out refuah. Person who thinks that everything is fine spiritually, generally, is in a spiritual coma. Right? And doesn't seek remedies. The yichbad ad, and therefore his illness will just get worse and worse until he loses all hope of becoming healed. Okay, we're in mid-sentence here, but we'll stop here for today. Good night, Rabbi Yisai.
We thank the Rav.